And you're on Leylink with Basha and Tian. Welcome to our show. Basha, how are you going?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. We like to invite our listeners to open some communication lines with us, don't we?
That would be nice.
That would be nice. You can send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. We have had a pretty full weekend, one might say.
Oh, just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
But Friday night was a bit of a low night. I've got to put that down there. After the working week, I think I prefer to just sort of sit around and do nothing.
I'm usually buggered from this show, so it's like when I come home Friday, I'm just like, I just crash on the couch.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to go out.
Exactly. And you know what? I crashed on the couch Friday night and I was channel surfing, as one might do, and I came across a movie on good old SBS.
Oh, you got to love those movies.
I do love those movies on SBS. They are quality. Quality. Like, you don't have to get it off the internet. You don't have to go to the CD part of the Video Easy down the road.
They don't have those movies anywhere in the stores.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, not those kind of...
I'll tell you a funny story one time. But anyway, I came across this movie on SBS and I thought that it was a lesbian movie, but I wasn't quite sure. It's like one of those movies where you're watching it and, you know, the girls never make out and you feel kind of ripped off. You know, like, do you ever get that?
Yeah, when I go out on Saturday night.
Oh, I see how it is. All right, well,
what was this movie?
It was called Hardcore.
You thought that was a lesbian movie?
Yeah, well, you never know what you might come across, really, at 11 o'clock at night. It's all good. Like our show. Uh-huh. There you go.
Oh.
That works, doesn't it?
That does work.
Yeah, it's dodgy all around. We should mention this is a PG-rated show this evening. We have some touchy topics and we'd just like to give you all a little bit of a warning. If the kids are still awake, might be a good idea to tune out in the next 15 minutes.
So but anyway, maybe just this movie.
Usher them out the door.
So this movie. Yeah.
Yeah, so this movie, right?
What was it about?
It was actually kind of cool. It was about these two Greek women in Athens who were very young and they fell in love. And
With each other?
Yeah, I don't want to give the whole thing away.
Okay, no,
but they
don't.
Were prostitutes and there was guns and shooting and dead people and there was some drug use, which we're not okay with.
And this was a Greek movie?
It was a Greek movie. I am not kidding.
How is their economy in such bad state? You know, they make such quality movies.
Well, you know, yeah. You know, they're in a good market. It's all right.
So that was your Friday night?
That was my Friday night.
Watching Hardcore?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Saturday.
I hope Dad's listening.
Yeah, he probably just tuned out.
That's cute. I love it.
He's trying to look for the movie now.
You went to a wedding.
I did. I went to a wedding. And it was very nice.
Very nice.
I must say, though, that when the... it was in the state treasury.
The state treasury.
Yes. So it was a civil service. And I must say that when the celebrant said that marriage is between a man and a woman,
ooh,
I just felt like someone grabbed a knife and shoved it in my heart and just jiggled it around a bit.
Yeah, that's got a sting.
In a church, no problem. Have no issue with it. But there, I thought, no, come on, guys.
Treasury Gardens, that's, you know, it's beautiful down there. I work just around there. It's really nice.
But on a side note, I'd just like to say that love and support to Ms. Shabunsky for this week.
Oh,
we appreciate you.
We
it's
do.
Great that you've officially come out.
Yes.
And I must say a lot of the statements that she's made this week have been very well written.
I'm giving you the face for a reason, okay?
Yeah, what is the face?
Who didn't think that she was a lesbian? I mean, really.
Okay, hold on. Quite funny story. I think people in the community knew, but outside the community people didn't know.
Right.
I'm getting a lot of people who actually didn't know and who are actually quite shocked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, she has been out, quite out, on Commercial Road.
Yeah, but unless you go there, you don't know that.
And, yeah, I used to see her walk past work, and I swear, she's got good dyke swagger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but see, you've got gaydar, so that's fine.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why you'd pick it.
It's bottom a mile away.
Anyway, so, yeah, that was thing. And then Saturday night. Scandalicious at Abode.
Yeah, I loved it. I had the best night. So as we know, Julie McKenzie, who we've had on our show before, runs really amazing events in Melbourne. Pinkalicious is her lovely little label tag that she's throwing out there. And she's doing these things and they're amazing. She's got some really great backup with Lisa Ritchie and her main man, I believe, Barry, who is gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. And I'm not even kidding, walked us to a taxi at the end of the night.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
That is chivalry.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, but that was, yeah. They were probably worried about the way you guys were dressed that something might happen to you.
I was wearing a tutu.
You were?
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. And heels.
Boots?
Boots.
You're wearing boots.
They were stripper boots. They're great. But, you know, I had a really great night at Scandalicious, and I totally recommend it to anyone out there who's looking to get a bit of kink out of their night. It's a lot of fun. And, I mean, the DJ is fantastic, and I could go on.
Well, yeah, I just want to say that I was wearing my platform hooker heels that evening.
Yes, you were.
And I had really bad muscle pain 2 days afterwards. And I thought it was my trainer, and I was swearing at him, so I would like to officially apologise to you, Mel, because it wasn't you. He admitted to the fact that it was those boots, because I was on my toes pretty much all evening.
Yeah, I've had an interesting experience having. I thought I pulled both my hamstrings, and now I'm starting to wonder whether maybe it was my hooker heels.
Yeah, I think they're,
on. They're more dangerous for us than we realise.
I know.
This is why lesbians should be flat-footed beings.
Oh, well, we'll have to get some tips from the drag queens.
I think so.
How do they do it?
Ah, they work it, don't they?
The platforms.
Ah, it's amazing. I'm jealous of them.
Anyway, Sunday. What did you do Sunday?
Sunday, I went to the aquarium.
Was it good?
It was. There was so much fish. No, really, penguins.
Sorry.
Penguins, Basha. Penguins. We should be talking about penguins, not fish. But
yes,
there was a lot
you.
Of fish. No, penguins. They have the penguin exhibit down there at the moment, and they're amazing.
Are they very cute?
They are very cute. I got so many gorgeous photos of them. I have renewed love for penguins.
Good to know. And what did you do in the evening?
In the evening.
Or the afternoon.
For the afternoon, because the evening was pretty low-key.
Low-key.
Got to chill it down, because, you know, Sunday. Going back to work on Monday.
Yeah, you've got to be all respectable and everything.
Just a little bit, yeah. No. In the afternoon, we went down to Girl Thing at Libation on Brunswick Street.
That's always fun.
It's always fun. You know, we just jumped in there for a bit of a quickie, had a drink and said hello to some lovely peoples, and then scooted off home, which is nice to do. It's like a little, you know, end of the weekend, catch up, chill out.
No, it is.
You know,
it's
get
a good
to see
place.
People.
And when
nice.
The weather's nice, it's even better.
The weather was really nice.
So that's why it's good.
Yeah, we were lucky. Very lucky.
So, yeah.
So we've got something interesting to talk about, because this Monday just gone, I walked into work at 9:30 Monday morning and was greeted
was greeted
by a new plant in our office. Now, this might sound a little bit odd, but this plant...
This is in the foyer?
In the foyer.
Was it plastic or was it real?
It was plastic.
Okay, lovely.
Which was a lucky thing that it was not real, because the leaves on the plant looked exactly like marijuana leaves.
Yeah, I know. You did send me a photo and I did get a good chuckle, and I thought, that's a government building.
It is a government building.
It's really, a marijuana plant.
It's really saying a lot, isn't it? But this thing's hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. And of course, you know, it's now the talk of the office.
I'm sure it is. Who actually ordered it?
Nobody knows.
No one knows.
No one's fessed up to it.
Okay.
It's just appeared magically just appeared. Over the weekend, as all good fake marijuana bushes should.
I'm guessing someone took the statement higher duties, literally.
Yes, I'm definitely thinking they did. I like it. It's
I would have
good.
Loved to have seen the brochure that they ordered this out of.
It adds a little bit of funk to our office, so it's not too bad, you know.
Yeah, just a bit.
It's a bit different.
It's a talking point.
It's a good thing we don't have too much, like, customer relations going on face-to-face, because...
I put them at ease. Well, they walk in and go, hey, these guys must be cool.
They're really chilled out couples, yeah. Aren't they? Oh, it's all in good fun, really. It's all in good fun. All right, well, you're listening to Leylink with Basha and Tian. Please send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. Do you have any weird fake plant stories by any chance? We'd like to know. And welcome back to Leylink with Basha and Tian. We are coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. You can send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. Basha, we've got a full house, don't we?
We do have a full house.
We have a full house today, and it's kind of exciting. We've got some friends of yours.
We do. We have two of my friends from Germany.
Germany.
You say and it we better. Have. Say it yeah, again. I don't say it with a German accent, though.
One more time.
Germany. Ooh. But that's not a German accent. I don't know what accent that is. It's the Basha accent.
Two friends of yours.
Yes. And we have our special guest.
We do have our special guest, Philip.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
You have to say Philip Vanna.
I can't
Philip
say
Vanna.
It the way that you do.
Yeah, see?
I'm not even going to go there. Philip, you are in the studio, and
Hello.
We are very excited to have you here.
I'm kind of excited too.
Oh,
that's good.
Mutual excitement.
Now, we might want to tell people who Philip is.
We're getting there. He's just the guy we picked up down the road. Philip is here because Philip is doing a really cool project that we've introduced to our listeners before, and it is called 101 Vagina.
Yep.
It is. And can you tell us a little bit about 101 Vagina?
All right. Well, basically, it's a project I'm putting together a coffee table book,
yep.
which will include images and text basically around the central theme of vagina. And the idea is to break some taboos. And
we always like to break some taboos.
Yeah, rattle the cage a bit. Yeah, open things up, get people talking about things that they, you know, normally maybe wouldn't talk about.
And what inspired you to do this book?
Well, in 2007, I was travelling around the world, and I was in the US, and I grabbed a copy of The Vagina Monologues.
Okay, yeah.
Which I'm assuming you've both read.
I haven't. Have you read it?
No.
No, goodness.
Looks like we've got some reading to do.
I've always wanted to go see the play in that, but I've never actually even read it. No, never.
Grab it.
I will.
It's fantastic. It's fact. Yeah, very good. Anyway, and so this just kind of opened my eyes a bit and you know, got me thinking about the issue a bit differently. And then I came back to Australia, and there was a sculptor, I believe a Melbourne sculptor, Greg Taylor, who made an exhibition called CUNTS.
Right.
I'm told I can't say the word.
No, you're not allowed to say that word.
You can't say that word on the radio. No. That's a bit naughty. So, but yes, I'm sure our listeners can figure out exactly what we're talking about.
So he made a whole exhibition where he sculpted vaginas by hand and then exhibited his sculptures. And I thought, well, I'm a photographer, so, you know, I could do the similar thing but with photography and contribute to this whole thing of breaking the taboo around vaginas.
I think that's a really, really cool. And I've actually gone and gotten my photo taken, as my listeners will know.
Yes, you have.
I had my photo taken not too long ago now.
You did, and I had a lot of fun at your expense last week.
I'm sure you did. I was actually a little bit nervous, which I'm sure you picked up on. As soon as I walked in the door, I was like, oh, I'm actually doing this. A guy's going to see me naked for the first time in like 3 or 4 years or something. Mm-hmm. Really kind of freaked me out, but that was okay.
But I'd never met you, so I wouldn't know what your normal state of, you know, nervousness or otherwise is.
Oh, you would have picked it.
Yeah.
She's not. Yeah, she can't
hide it. Jumping around. Yeah. You know. Anyway, but no, I did relax quite easily because, I mean, the experience of going down to your studio was quite simple, quite easy, and you're very good at putting people at ease, I've got to say, as well.
Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe that's part of the role of a photographer as well, because I think there's actually very few people that are comfortable in front of a camera. So,
yeah.
And, you know, of course I notice that people, you know, sometimes a bit freaked out or a bit nervous or a bit, you know, don't know what to do, so.
And I was so keyed up for it too. And I was saying it was exciting because I had an excuse to wear no undies for 2 days in a row, because unfortunately I had to work late on the first night and couldn't make it.
Do you have a publisher as such? Or are you still looking?
Yeah, I mean, if there's anyone out there that knows any, it'd be great if they want to get in touch. I mean, I do need to actively go and look for some, but if I can't find one, then I'll just self-publish. Although I have been advised strongly to really try to find a publisher, even if it takes a long time.
Yeah. And I'm guessing ebook is probably not an option because of internet security and things. I'm sure you don't want your photos being distributed around the world.
Well, I don't know. In a way, it maybe wouldn't be such a bad thing if that kind of helps the cause in a way. Like even just when I started the project and friends kind of telling me the kind of dinner table discussion that it sparked around vaginas, I'm like, great, it's working already, you know. It's like book isn't even published and it's already doing its jobs.
So
maybe. Yeah. I haven't actually decided. I don't know how to decide something like that. Yeah.
I think that is very interesting what you're saying about it sparking conversation, because it definitely has sparked a lot of conversation, especially on Facebook. Mm. Just a couple of things that I've been saying about it, and you know, people have been in contact with me and said, you know, oh, really, you're doing this? This is amazing. And even another friend who was like, oh, very keen to get on board. So hopefully Miss Lee will be contacting you soon, because that'd be pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
But I suppose one of the other questions we've got here that we want to ask you is, why is it predominantly men who photograph, paint or sculpt the vagina?
Yeah,
what, your opinion,
it's a good question.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I would suspect that, you know, we tend to be much more interested in things that we don't have.
Ah, that's true.
You know, like, I mean, we want things that we don't have, don't we? Mm. It's like if you've got something, then you're not really going to want it anymore.
Maybe that's why I prefer to date girls that have small boobs.
I prefer to date women that have boobs full stop.
You know? There you go.
Because I don't have them, you know.
I like this conversation about boobs already.
I know, it was quick. And no Mousy saying, oops, there's my boobs.
Yeah, you know, our regular.
Our regular. It's how she greets us
every
week. Definitely.
Uh-huh. All right, well, we're going to come back to you after a song and continue our conversation. But thank you for being in here tonight.
Thank you.
You're on Joy with Aisha and Tian, and this is Lay Link. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 if you've got a question for Philip. And we're back in the studio tonight with Philip.
Hello.
Hello. You're listening to Aisha and Tian with Lay Link, and you're on Joy. Now, Philip, we're going to just sort of continue on. I mean, you are creating this really great coffee table book called 101 Vagina, which you've photographed my vagina already.
Yes.
I'm not going to ask you to detail that very much to anyone.
my lips are sealed. You never heard it from me.
Good. Never mind.
Good.
how many vaginas have you photographed?
Sorry. I don't want to know.
Unintentional.
You went there. No, trust me, that was intentional.
That was so intentional. So how many of your photographs have
you? So I'm up to 65 out of 101. Yes.
There you go, ladies. There's still some openings.
Oh, funny. That was a good one.
I know.
Oh, they're going to be laughing. I hope they are.
They're probably tuning out.
Yeah, probably. It's too funny, isn't it? It's awful. Anyway, have you ever had a female come to your studio and change their mind?
No. And one thing that's really been great is that the response has basically been only positive. It's been really, really encouraging. Everyone's just been really, really supportive, and everyone's just really saying, you know, that they love the project. And so even though, you know, some women come in and they feel a bit uncomfortable, like, you know, you said you're a bit nervous. I think that's quite common. But I think the reason why people do it is because they agree. They want to break this taboo. They want to, you know, deal with all these body image issues.
Yep. And so the people that are coming and being involved in your book are thinking that the world's ready, you know?
Yeah.
We
and
need
also
to get this out in the open.
I'm not paying anyone, you know. This is not a paid thing. So people do it because they believe in the project and in breaking these taboos and just putting the message out there that everything's normal and everything's okay and it doesn't matter what you look like.
Yeah.
What's the age group?
Well, so far, I mean, mainly everyone that I've gotten has been white and between the ages of 40 or 50. So actually, I'd really love it if there's any women out there that are 70 or 80, you know, black women, different cultured women. I'd really love to get some, you know, broaden the scope, because so far it's a bit narrow just by virtue of my friends and the reach that my friends and friends of friends have.
Well, that's definitely something we can open up to our listeners. If you are interested in getting involved in Philip's book, I mean, it's definitely a bit of a passion project for you as well, something that you feel very strongly about doing.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
And it's just brilliant, just doing something that you just feel inspired to do.
And will you be making the equivalent 101 penis book?
I get asked this quite a lot, actually, and I may. I mean, I have to say I don't feel quite as driven to do it, or inspired.
Say, yes.
That's inspired is a good word. I don't feel quite as inspired. But
I'm sure we could get some guys here that would be more than happy to.
I'm sure it wouldn't be hard to find guys. Yeah. And I had a friend who was thinking of getting involved in that project as well, but we'll have to see. I've actually registered the domain, so...
Ah, it's possible. That's the important thing.
It's possible.
Oh. So it might be in the pipeline for you in the future. Mm. Why did you choose photography? Just out of curiosity?
Just because that's my hobby, my biggest kind of form of creative expression.
Yeah.
And so I guess, you know, that's the way that I can contribute in this area.
And I remember you mentioning you really grew up with photography all around you as well.
Yeah, my parents both were keen photographers, and so it was always around. So, you know, I never went to any school to learn anything about photography. It's all kind of self-taught and taught by them.
Yeah, that's great. Do you have a favourite camera?
I don't, actually. I think it's great that people are just shooting with all sorts of things, and even you know, mobile phones. And well, actually, I lie.
Interesting.
My favourite camera is my father's old Rollei Flex. It's, I think, from the 1950s or 60s, and it takes medium format film, and it's just it doesn't require batteries, and it's just a beautiful piece of machinery that they just don't make them anymore.
I remember you bringing that out the other week.
Right. Yeah. So I'm actually using that camera as well. Hopefully I can use all the photos from that camera and from the film in the book, but I'm taking digital backups as well just in case the film doesn't work. Yep.
It's definitely a beautiful camera. Mm. It really is. So if anyone out there would like to get involved with your project and help you out, is there somewhere that they can visit your website?
Yes, you can go to 101vagina.com. And as you noticed in one of your shows, it's not safe for work.
It is.
No, it is not.
Not safe for work.
No.
But it depends on where you work, I guess.
Open plan office. Maybe not the most appropriate thing to be opening on your desktop. But anyway, live and learn.
Yes. Definitely not good for cubicle land.
So you can go to that website, or you can write to vagina@101vagina.com and just get in touch, and we can line up a time and you can come in for the shoot. Or another way that you can get involved as well, actually, is write a story, a vagina-related story,
and that can go up on
the blog. So if you go to 101vagina.com/blog, there's just stories there that women have shared about.
And I've read a couple of these, and they are really interesting. Yeah, some of them are quite fascinating. I was reading them the other day and having a little giggle. Some of them are quite funny too.
They are.
Yeah.
It's very beautiful.
Yeah. And I'm hoping that will kind of take a life of its own. And the whole thing is to create an environment where people can just not feel so ashamed and not have, you know, shame and guilt and fear and all this kind of stuff.
There are a lot of people out there that are very self-conscious, and, you know, I think one of the things you really need to learn is that everybody's different and we're all made that way for a reason.
And we're all okay. We're all okay.
We are all okay.
Yay.
Oh, it gets better, kids. Oh. It does. It really does.
It gets better. You're going to start singing now.
Possibly.
Oh, no.
It could happen, but maybe after we go to a song.
Where's the mute button?
Hey, you're listening to Basha and Tian on Lay Link, and this is Joy. Please send us a text on 0427-JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. Philip, it's been really, really great having you in the studio tonight. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very, very much for having me.
And just that website one more time.
101vagina.com. Actually, 101vagina.com.
101.
There you go. Zero. Well, thank you for your time. It was very interesting. You've opened my eyes.
Thank you very much.
To vagina.
Yes.
Which it should be open to all the time anyway.
But I'm still not participating.
We'll see about that.
You can write something for the blog.
See, I might do that.
Yeah.
There you go.
I have to think about it. What does my vagina want to say in a blog to the world? Sorry, Dad, you probably just tuned out.
Poor Dad. All right.
You won't have to read that one, though.
You're on Joy. And you're back in the studio with Basha and Tian. This is Leylink, and you're on Joy 94.9.
Now, we have a message from France. Aurel said that she went to a marriage on the weekend, and even in the church, when the priest said that the wife should be there only for the husband and the kids.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
She was a bit shocked. And she's written here that, some people are still living in the Middle Ages. Viva la Joy, viva la Melbourne.
It is really
viva
sad.
Viva la Aurel.
Philip was explaining to us before that it is actually, it's legal for celebrants to say this. Like, they've got to do it, you know what I mean?
Mm.
They actually have to say that it's between a man and a woman. I think that's really quite unfair.
Well, it's in the Marriage Act, so until we change that, hint, hint, people, nothing's going to happen.
Mm.
And we were going to talk about neighbours.
We're going to talk
about
neighbours.
Because you were hinting about neighbours last week.
Neighbours.
Yeah, not those ones.
Oh.
Because then we'll start about Kylie. Yay! I could talk about Kylie for hours.
I know you can. That's really lame. Okay. We are talking about neighbours. We've got some funny neighbour stories here. Basha, you've got a turkey nosy neighbour.
Turkish.
Turkey? He's Turkish or he's a turkey?
When I lived in Germany, my neighbour was I had an elderly Turkish couple living next to me. And the man, I don't think he approved of the fact that there was a single woman living next door. Only he knew I was gay.
He probably
wouldn't have liked that either. But he used to stand in the hallway and watch me come and go from my apartment and count people and look at people and never say a word. So he'd stand in the doorway and watch us walk past him.
Would he smoke or anything?
No. Oh, God, no.
Just stand there.
He'd just stand there and stare.
Just watch.
That's he creepy. Likes to watch.
Oh.
So what I did is I decided to... and at night when we'd have, like, people over and stuff and we'd be talking or laughing, you know, you'd hear his slipper on the wall.
Slipper on the wall.
He'd be smacking his slipper on the
wall.
It's the
equivalent
telling us,
of the broom handle on the roof, isn't it?
Yeah. And I was like, thanks, mate. I can hear you peeing, but that's fine. I don't bang on the wall saying, excuse me, sir, could you hold off? No.
That's always awkward.
It is awkward.
It's always
especially
awkward.
At night. But anyway, so one night I decided to take my revenge. So I borrowed a porno from a friend. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
From a friend. I put it in the DVD player, hit repeat, turned the television in the direction of his wall, turned the speakers up and walked out of the apartment for 6 hours. So till 5 o'clock in the morning, he had that thing playing. I don't know what he thought I was doing.
Yes, but you were doing it on repeat. So,
And I don't even know what the film was because I didn't actually watch it. So it could have had animals or something in there. And he would have thought, God.
Wow. Okay.
He left me alone after that. That was quite surprising.
I can imagine because he probably thought you were friends with a sheep or something. I've got a few bit of porno things. This is really funny because when I was travelling overseas, which I did quite a lot of, I was staying in a backpackers hotel, and from our level, we could see across the road to another hotel that charged by the hour.
Oh, really? One of those?
And it caught my attention one day when we were sitting there. Well, because I saw all these flashes and I was like, what's going on over there?
Paparazzi.
So I had a look, and sure enough, they were shooting a porno right across the road. I have front row seats to a live porno.
Well, there you go.
Not as interesting as you would imagine. And there was a whole lot of fluffing going on in that room. I'm just going to say that. A whole lot. And it didn't look like it was polite fluffing either. It was dirty. Really dirty. Anyway, we shouldn't talk too much about that. You've got another one for us.
I do. I used to live in an apartment in and the neighbours who lived opposite us were basically hours of entertainment. They were better than TV. It was like watching your own live show. It was the best thing ever. These people were really weird. These kids used to sit. We're on the fourth floor. They were on the fifth floor. They used to sit on the windowsill with their feet hanging out. They're kids.
Who does that?
Their kids.
Right.
And we used to sit there screaming, thinking they're going to fall, and it would just freak us out. And they used to just have arguments in the middle of the night. And we'll never forget one night we heard smashing glass. The husband had grabbed his wife and he threw her against the glass cupboard.
Whoa. Yeah, I know. That's not okay.
No, it's not okay.
Australia says no.
No, this was in Europe, but that's still not
says
okay.
No as well.
But, you know, she was standing downstairs waiting for the ambulance.
Oh, you're kidding
bleeding,
me.
Bleeding. And he was still yelling at her from upstairs.
That's
and
awful.
And we were standing there going, we can't believe we just witnessed this. And it was just the weirdest thing to see. But these people were just, and this was like a normal Saturday night for them.
That's bizarre.
It is.
That's just...
They're horrible.
Okay.
But you had used to live next to an unusual lady.
I did. Well, I lived underneath and not in a kinky way. I lived downstairs from this woman who was a middle-aged lady. She had a kid and she was absolutely lovely. But the one thing that really got me, and I think everyone could probably agree with this, she bought a treadmill, okay?
Was she a larger lady?
No. No, she's gorgeous, absolutely stunning, right?
Well, that's how she maintained her gorgeousness.
I know, on her treadmill at 5 a.m. every morning. I'm not even
okay,
kidding.
Where was the treadmill in relation to your bed?
Right above my bed. Right above.
Okay.
Like, reverberating on the roof, driving
was
me
she
insane.
Running or just walking on the treadmill?
Running.
Oh,
running.
Yay.
Bang, 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 bang.
Maybe
bang.
She didn't own a treadmill.
Maybe. She did have a boyfriend.
See, and you thought it was a treadmill.
But the other interesting thing that I found that she does, she would obsessively clean her kitchen and, you know, generally
oh
all over
God,
the house.
Oh, my God, like coming from you. That's so bad.
No.
I've seen you clean your stove.
My stove gets dirty. Come on. I like a clean kitchen. It makes me feel at ease.
See, and so does she.
At peace. Anyway, the way that she used to do it was by pretty much drowning her kitchen in water, and she used to waste a lot of water. And it never ceased to amaze me how she would just clean, clean, clean. She was always cleaning, but she was a food scientist, this woman. So
she was trying to get rid of the bacteria.
She was trying to get rid of the bacteria. So it kind of made sense to me, you know, later on in life as to what exactly she was going on with there.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, I guess. You know, it does.
But I used to have
kind
of
one sense.
Of my neighbours, they used to have this dog, and whenever the neighbours would leave the apartment, their dog would start howling. So you'd hear this howl. Like, I can't really do it really well. For like 6 to 8 hours straight, this dog would howl. And we used to get so annoyed. One of my housemates got their phone number and would ring the apartment. And during the phone ringing, we could hear it. The dog would stop howling. We're like, yes, it worked. And then we'd hang up and then the dog would start again. It was like, okay.
Oh, no.
Anyway, I bought a dog whistle thinking this would work. I was going to train the dog not to do this. Anyway, I was blowing that stupid whistle till I was blue in the face. I don't know if the dog actually ever heard the whistle.
He was probably sitting on the other side of the fence just going, who are you?
No, there was an apartment. They were upstairs.
Oh.
And, yeah, I was blue in the face and that dog never stopped howling. And I was like, you know what? Threw that stupid whistle out and went, yeah, you don't
work. Well, it wasn't even a dog. It was probably just them. They probably just had a tape on replay just to shit you. Maybe they knew your old Turkish neighbour and they were just getting some payback.
Probably. But you know what I loved about Europe? In Europe, you get a lot of old people sitting on their windowsills.
Really?
Yeah, they sit there. So they'll sit there and they grab their little coffee and they grab their little pillow and their little cushion and they sit looking out the window all day and they just know everybody and everything that's happening in the neighbourhood.
That's kind of cute.
It is cute, but it's a bit creepy. But it could be a business because, you know, you could start, like, pimp my windowsill or something, you know, and just get it all nice and, you know, get
I like that. I
you know,
like
get
that.
These really cool little cushions and
I want someone
a cup
to pin
holder.
My windowsill.
Well, there you go.
I have a great windowsill for watching. I'm going to take this up. From now on, I'm just going to sit there and just watch.
Yeah, do that.
I'm nosy. I mean, there's like 26
you're
apartments
nosy.
Or
no,
something.
You're not.
Funny. There's like 26 apartments or something in my block. I mean, you know.
Yeah, but don't you have that one neighbour?
Yeah, you want to talk about the old lady downstairs.
Which one? The
baddie
one.
She's old baddie lady downstairs. She's
you call
baddie.
The old baddie lady.
She is baddie. She is. And she's in everyone's business. More than I'm in people's business.
Oh, my God.
No,
is that possible?
Really. She came out the other day, right? She was walking
oh, she's
downstairs.
Gay.
No. No, that's Magda. What? Anyway, no. She comes downstairs the other day and she was walking because we've got like a driveway that runs down the middle of our apartment block. So everyone sort of looks down on the driveway and, you know, not in a depressing way, but we all just look at it, you know, because it's right there. Moving on. And you know, we were looking down and she was like walking sort of along and she was in her pajamas. She had no bra and you can imagine what that looked like. And she was like walking
along.
Thanks for that. She looked real sus, right? She looked real sus and I was like, what is she doing? And I sort of called out to her and I was like, oh, you know, are you all right? Are you all right? And she sort of, oh, yes, you know, I was just thinking those neighbours down there, you know, they had some deliveries on the weekend and, you know, they've put the boxes everywhere and they've put them down the side. And I'm like, yeah, well, maybe they're going to put them out next bin day because the bins are all full now. And she's like, oh, yeah, but, you know, I just thought maybe I'd go and knock on the door and just, you know, tell them because it's not very nice having all the rubbish. Seriously?
But see, that's an Australian nosy neighbour. They actually get in your face. No. Whereas Europeans just look through the window. They know everything that's happening, but they don't say anything to you. It's brilliant.
She's terrible. When we moved in, she presented my housemate and I with a pamphlet telling us what the bin day was, when we were allowed to make noise until, like all these little tiny things, you know. Oh, we're not allowed to put anything outside the house. The rubbish bins go here. This is where
the
laundromat is.
Is she the owner of the building?
No, she's just old and batty and nosy.
Well, there you go.
And you know what?
Hand her your own pamphlet. I'm sure you can write a pamphlet.
I will go out of my way to
write
sit on my front step.
Put it in her letterbox. Go on.
Lesbianism 101.
Yeah. Oh, maybe introduce her to vagina 101. She would fit the demographic.
Yeah. She could totally fit.
80 years old or something. How old is this woman?
Well, yeah, she's about there.
She's got to have dangly bits though.
Oh, Basha, you didn't.
I did.
I don't want to think about woman's dangly.
Next time you'll look at
bits.
Next time you'll never look at her face again.
Oh my gosh! You're just making me think of like the neck dangly bits and the what's wrong? I don't even. How am I going to go on from this?
Anyway, but you, there are nice neighbours.
There are nice neighbours. We shouldn't down them all, but
no, but
everybody likes to have a cracker
because they
of
make
story.
Fun.
They are. They're good value.
They're good value.
They're good value. I don't mind it. It's all right. Yeah, you're with Basha and Tian on Leylink. You're listening to Joy. We hope you have a great night. We'll be back. You're listening to Basha and Tian. This is Leylink on Joy 94.9. We're coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. Send us a text on 0427 Joy 949, or you can send us a message on Facebook. If you go check out our Facebook page, you can like it, and we'll keep you up to date with all of our topics and also all of our events, which we're getting onto right now, Basha.
Yes, just before that, we have a message from Rai, who's saying that she enjoys hot, friendly neighbours.
Ooh.
We love a little chat.
Mm,
wow.
Borrow a cup of sugar, maybe?
I want to know who these hot, friendly neighbours are.
Mm. Yeah, that'd be interesting, I think.
Might be popping around to Rai's house. So Friday night, what's happening?
Friday night, we've got Danceteria Queer Party at the Laundry in Fitzroy. Going to be taking dirty undies again this week.
I was waiting for that comment.
Yeah, I'm sure you were.
Yes. Well, there you go.
It's on from 9 till 3 a.m. It's a cool party.
It is pretty cool.
Hipsters.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
Hipsters.
It's a lot of fun.
I say that every time.
You do.
Hipsters. We've also got Saturday.
Yes, we do. Yeah, Saturday normally follows Friday.
Saturday. I was telling that before. I'm going to say Saturday because, you know, there was an Irish guy downstairs before and he says it really well. Anyway, Victorian Roller Derby League 2012 season opener. It's happening.
Is it?
It is. Melbourne Showgrounds. You can like our page for more information on tickets, etc. It's on from 4:30 till 9:30 p.m. Grab your tickets. These derby matches sell out fast, don't they, Basha?
They do. And Sunday, ladies.
Sundaylicious.
Sunday. Woohoo!
Get down there and you
we
know,
love
check out Sundaylicious. They have a rocking DJ lineup.
They do.
This week. It
and
is
they
amazing.
Have a, they have a guest, Paige.
Paige.
I don't know who that is, but yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting it.
Good work. Good
and
work
yeah,
right there.
So the Wharf Hotel.
Wharf Hotel, Melbourne. It's a really, really
late.
Great venue. It's
it
on
great.
From 3 till late.
It is fun.
And it is brilliant. Sundaylicious really is a great event. And, I mean, we
it
support
is.
It so much because we really, really love it. We're very lucky in Melbourne to have so many great events that are, you know, multicultural. They're all inclusive. It's just brilliant. So, you know, we've had a really great show tonight, haven't we, Basha?
We have.
It's been really good having so many guests in our studio.
Yes, it has.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
We really enjoyed it.
And it was fun.
It was fun.
We will be here next week.
Take care.
All right, bye.